Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady with Jake Gutierrez are joined by a good friend of the show, Mike DePasquale. And, of course, Mike DePasquale, one of the wonderful sponsors of our training camp coverage, Mike DePasquale and the law offices of DePasquale Moore. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car wreck, remember, Mike's got this. And so when I'm up there, this Sunday for the rest of the week, one of the wonderful partners of Sports Radio 810 bringing you our training camp coverage, Mike DePasquale and the law offices of DePasquale Moore. Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. I've never had wonderful put before my name, so I appreciate that. It's first time for everything.
It's wonderful also the fact that we are simulcast in Wichita. Do you know anything about Wichita? You ever been to Wichita?
I've spent a day or two there. That was where I went to high school. I went to Wichita Collegiate High School. So if we got any Wichita Collegiate people listening, go polish my statue.
Wow. You got a statue?
Two of them.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
Is that right?
No, just in my mind.
Right. Oh, okay. I was going to say, because this guy's Aquinas Hall of Famer. Right. He's in two Hall of Fames at Aquinas.
Two of them.
I didn't even know you could have two Hall of Fames in one high school.
Yeah, soccer Hall of Fame, and you got school Hall of Fame. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
pretty
impressive.
Maybe I'll commission a statue for my.
There you go.
Can you do that? Can you do it
build
for
your
yourself?
Own statue.
Yeah.
I don't know what the grounds for it would be, but hey.
Yeah.
So the Texas, Oklahoma, Big 12, SEC, AAC, all the saga has taken its toll on Nate. Nate right now is searching for answers. I'm an observer. I'm watching very carefully to see how Nate reacts to everything. And I think Nate wanted to bring you in, Mike, just to try to lead him in the right direction and just give him an idea of what the hell's going on. Nate?
Well, the first thing I want to know is, can I sue anybody over this?
Right.
Like, I would like to sue a lot of people.
Sue everybody.
You know?
You can always sue someone.
Okay.
Whether it'll be successful, who knows? But we've seen some wacky lawsuits out there. So I won't represent you.
Oh, you won't?
No,
you're not
because
take
I'm
my
not
case?
Taking a I'm not taking a silly case like that.
Okay.
But I'm sure you can find someone who will.
Okay. So, but in all seriousness, the reason I texted you last night, this thing is playing out. It's like a soap opera in front of our eyes. And Bob Boolsby goes out with this letter to to ESPN, alleging all sorts of things. And so I text you. I'm like, okay, what does this mean? Are they going to sue ESPN? Can they prevent this from happening? You know, what does this mean? What is the letter that Bob Boolsby sent to ESPN about what they did and what this other conference that he said he has irrefutable evidence about? What does it all mean?
Well, first of all, are we sure this is Bob Boolsby? Because I read the letter. Did you guys see his signature?
Let's take a look at this right here. I had that.
It says Nutty
Shockingly,
2.
This looks like it says Nutty 2.
So Nutty Junior, because all know 2 means you're just a junior.
Jake, what's that say to you? Right? What does this say to you? It's to me, it says a child got a hold of a pen and just started scribbling.
Look like it says Nutty with like 7 T's and 4 Y's at the end.
I feel like, you know, like
L-L-Y.
If he was a real person, I feel like Mr. Peanut would have this. He'd be like, Nutty!
Nutley.
With his you know, monocle.
Those look like L's at the end.
So I mean, whether that was actually Boolsby, I don't know.
Can he be trusted with a signature?
Well, I wonder, he might be a little nutty right now after reading that letter. Let's assume that Nutty the Second is Bob Boolsby. And so I read the letter and I thought to myself, what are we trying to accomplish here? And because if they really wanted to make ESPN stop doing this, go file for a restraining order, okay? But you file for a restraining order, you're also filing against, I presume, the schools in your own conference who they think are having discussions with. They're saying the AAC.
Yeah.
And by the way, if that happens to any of these local schools, that'll be really sad.
So they're talking about combining the two conferences, the AAC and all these other eight. Okay, you're saying
I mean, with this, I hate to say it. Yeah. When we let Texas in the door in 1996, we let in the Trojan horse. And it's been downhill since. Missouri saw it. They got out. The Big 12's, I don't know. It's done as it, in my opinion, it should be. But why this letter? And I thought about that because a cease and desist from Bob, from Nutty the Second, doesn't have any legal effect. It's just posturing. So why is he doing it? Because I don't know why he's doing it. The real fun would happen here, though, in my opinion, in the soap opera, if they did file for a temporary restraining order against ESPN and the schools they think are having discussions with other conferences and those other conferences. That's when the real fireworks would start. That's when a judge would have to step in and make a really quick decision and say, listen, if I don't grant this temporary restraining order, something bad's going to happen. So that's when the real fun would start. In my opinion, at this point, this is merely Bob Bowlsby publicly, because he's already done it privately, telling people, when this league breaks up and OU and Texas pay me some money, ESPN's going to pay us some money too. I don't know how much money. I have no idea. I'm a humble slip on banana peel lawyer. I'm an injury lawyer, okay? And but seriously, I think that this is, that's what this is. I think it is Bob Bowlsby and the league.
They're setting up for a settlement.
Setting up, teeing it up, and publicly letting their membership, the people who follow the league, know we're doing all we can here. I think that's what this is all about.
But if the league falls apart, do they still get that settlement? Yeah. Is that what ESPN's banking on here? Because it seemed like in what he alleged there is that ESPN kind of went to the ACC and said, poach the other teams, yeah, because then if the league dissolves, we don't have to pay any penalties.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about that for a long time. Listen, I've been on this realignment soap opera since 2011, sadly. A quarter of my life I've been thinking about this stuff. And one thing I always thought about was, if there is no league, so if the requisite number of teams that constitute the Big 12, I don't know what that number is. Is it eight?
It's in their contract. If one team is left in the league, they have to.
It's still a conference.
Yeah,
it's still okay. A conference. Yeah. Well, then I guess there's going to be a conference. There's always going to be one team left holding the bag, and maybe someone game of musical chairs collect all the money. But again, I just I think he's doing it just to publicly tell people we are going to get a little bit of money from ESPN. ESPN doesn't care. This amount of these dollars they owe, it's a drop in the bucket. They're going to unwind the Longhorn Network. It's going to save them a ton of money.
I was told by a buddy of mine, the idea is sometimes if it's financially worthwhile to breach a contract, you just go ahead and breach it.
Absolutely. Right? See it all the time.
Yeah.
Because think about it. You're going to breach it here. It's going to cost you a little money here, but you're going to make a whole lot more money here. Listen, it's unfortunate. In my opinion, I don't like the trajectory of college sports.
Right.
As a former collegiate athlete, I've felt, this is 20 years ago, but I really appreciated what the NCAA did for us and the structure we had. I liked it, okay? So I'm not going to get into all the other stuff, but I don't like the trajectory of college sports. As a Kansas Cityan, as a fan of Big 12, I grew up going to Big 8 tournament with my dad, the Big 12 tournament. I finally took my son 2 years ago, the last time he could take people, and I was looking forward to taking him in perpetuity. This is depressing to me, what's happening with the league. It is what it is. Got to look forward, not back. And I hope that OU and Texas pay the most amount of money they can. I hope that our local schools find good leagues to land in. I'm not certain of that, though. Go ahead, Nate.
One of the things that I thought was fascinating when I read one of the articles from CBS yesterday was that back when the realignment happened last time, the Big 12 set themselves up as a corporation in the state of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
In case they had to go to litigation with Texas, they didn't want it to be tried in the state of Texas because they didn't trust the judges in Texas to give them a fair trial.
Absolutely. And, yeah.
And what's your reaction to that as a lawyer?
Well, it makes a lot of sense. A lot of corporations are set up in Delaware. They have very favorable business laws, corporation laws. So I bet half of the big companies in town are actually Delaware corporations. But I agree with that. Would you want to go to court against Texas?
No way.
In Texas? Think you ever heard of a hometown decision? You're going to get hometown there. Texas and Vegas. Those are the two places it happens. I've litigated cases in Vegas, and yeah. We didn't get favorable rulings from the judges. Let's put it that
gotcha.
Way.
Gotcha.
You know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like I said, I just want, I'm especially conscious of the local schools, and I want them to find good landing spots. I'm not sure that will happen in a quick manner that will satiate people.
You don't think the AAC combination with the Big 12 would be that?
No, I don't think that's a good option. No, not at all. I think the best bet is that, I think the Pac-12 is a really weak conference. And I think that they're going to have immense pressure on them to expand. And I think they are going to have to look this direction. They're not, obviously, no, they're going to steal someone from the Big Ten or the SEC. I think they're going to have to take somebody from the Big 12, KU, whoever, I don't know. And once that happens, and maybe the Big Ten's, I don't know what's going to happen. I just hold out that there's some hope that the local schools end up in a solid position. That's what I hope.
We've got Mike DePasquale in studio back after this on WHB.